Some are silk and some are leather. They're the faces of a stranger, but we love to try them on. Well, we all fall in love, but we disregard the danger. Though we share so many secrets, there are some we never tell. Why were you so surprised that you never saw the stranger? Did you ever let your lover see the stranger in yourself? That I came home to a woman that I could not recognize. When I pressed her for a reason, she refused to even answer. It was then I felt the stranger kick me right between the eyes. Well, we all fall in love, but we disregard the danger. We share so many secrets, there are some we never tell. Why were you so surprised that you never saw the stranger? Did you ever let your lover see the stranger?
Good morning. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Radio. I have lots of songs for you this morning. I'm waiting for my special guests to come. In the meantime, it's 10:04. It's sunny outside. It's going to be a nice, like, 60 degrees out. Pretty excited about that. I have the window open in here because it's a little warm. I want some fresh air. So that was a little automation with some Billy Joel for you all. Some good stuff. I have my first song. It's by Rum Springa called Shake 'Em Loose Tonight. It's a fun little tune. I'm going to play it for you now. I hope everyone's had a nice week. 1 week away from Thanksgiving. I know I'm excited to go home. Yeah, all right, I'm gonna play some tunes.
Thank you. you gather around. No need for tickets, we're all from the same town. Singing
that we don't like dive, but we have other things going on today. I'm here with the boys
making.
Oh, I don't think mine's on.
Oh no,
Check, check. Hello.
Oh, there we go.
I don't think mine's on.
Oh, no.
Wait, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can hear you.
Okay, so we're all on. That's fine.
Wait, can you hear yourself?
I don't think you can ever hear yourself.
I can hear myself.
I can hear myself.
Oh, no.
Wait, hello. Jordan, say words.
Hey.
Yeah, you're on.
Okay.
Should we try that again?
Yeah, okay. Take two. We're here today with the boys.
Makers.
Noise. Cool.
And Emma.
And me. Yeah, we're doing a two-hour joint show. Yay!
Yeah, we're very excited to be here.
Yeah, it's going to be... Everyone's talking about it. Everyone on the street, they were like, hey, Emma, I heard what you're doing today. So fun.
It's an extravaganza. We're going to play trap music for 2 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, but at very low volumes.
Just like uncomfortable low volumes.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Like, oh, it's like the house next door is really lit, you know?
And you're not sure if you like really want to participate or not. Because you're like, well, I could just sit here and enjoy this. Or
yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you kind of just feel the bass. You don't really hear it. You know what I mean?
It's a physical event.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. We have some fun stuff coming up for you guys. Some games of sorts, maybe.
Yes.
We'll see. We'll see. Who knows where this will take us? I don't know.
What did you play before we got here?
I just played one song because Automation was on. But that was Rum Springa, the artist, with the song Shake 'Em Loose Tonight.
Cool.
Yeah, and right now we're listening to Bent by Dive. Do you guys have a song request for next? Got anything you want to listen to?
Jordan looks ready.
Jordan.
I could play something,
yeah,
sure.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, we'll do like dueling.
It's usually the way we roll.
Dueling songs. Oh, he's already ready. Look at that.
So ready.
Is Ox 2 up?
Ox 2, I can make Ox 2 up. When you're ready. Wow, look at us. This is great.
This is so great.
This is so great.
Hey, what's your show usually called?
88 Miles an Hour.
88 Miles an Hour?
Mm-hmm.
What does that come from?
It comes from Back to the Future.
Oh.
Yeah, that movie.
That's a good movie.
Gotta appreciate the 80s, you know?
I used to have a vest like that. Like whatever his name is.
Marty McFly.
Yeah, McFly's vest. And I made one of my first... I feel insane when you... Listen, I'll stop talking.
All right, we'll get back to that story after the song. The silver juice said, and I think about, and I turn blue, dragging my dirty shoes. Cindy skips my trampoline, and then I lose. And that's what I think about.
Sweetheart, wonder where I'm gonna be
All right. Actually, I think I can probably play something in the background.
That was a...
Oh, I don't have an aux cord. Just kidding.
You want it?
Yeah, I want it.
That was Mazzy Star with, shoot, what was that song?
It
was a sad song.
Bells Ring.
Bells Ring. It was good, and it was sad. So, finish that story. Are you going to play music? I'll shut up. I won't.
Oh, no. It's gonna be a little background something.
Okay. This
for
is
all
just
you
fast.
Viewers at home.
It's just that I made my best friend Eric in kindergarten, or we made each other into best friends. I don't know how to say that. He had this orange vest like Marty McFly, which was what we were talking about, and we would alternate days wearing it every single day.
That's amazing.
So on the way to school, we would decide who gets to wear it that day.
That's awesome. So that's someone awesome. Was always wearing the orange jacket.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Was it lucky? Or...
It was mostly just really cool.
Just really cool.
Yeah, I don't know about lucky.
Interesting. I like that. That's pretty neat.
Thanks, we did too. That was just... I had to get that off my chest.
I'm glad you felt comfortable telling us that. Thanks.
Thanks, Isaac. Yeah. I have a question, though. If I bring back my orange vest, can we do, like, a... Whenever I see you, we'll, like... flop off the orange vest.
We can
switch
flop
off.
It. Yeah.
Perfect. Jordan, you're welcome to join. It'll be like the sisterhood of the traveling orange vest.
Yeah. Arguably more romantic.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Hopefully if I wear it, I can find my true love. Yeah. Right? Isn't that what happens in the movies?
I think so, yeah.
I don't know what happens. Is that what happens? Single person finds true love in those pants?
Not every single person, but...
In the pants.
But one girl in Italy does.
Does anyone ever make jokes about, like, wanting to get in those pants in the movie?
I think it was like a PG-rated film.
That's a PG-rated joke. Not really, actually. Parental guidance is so confusing, because it's like...
It depends if you have chill parents or not.
Yeah.
True.
They should have, like, a chill parental guidance, and then, like, uptight parental guidance.
This is CPG.
Like, chill parents would be fine with this.
Wow. I'm trying to think. I usually do a little segment of overrated, underrated things.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm trying to think. Okay. The little machine things that you put a quarter in and you get a gumball. Overrated or underrated?
Underrated. I think the whole process is very rewarding.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Underrated, yeah. I like that you don't know how old it is, and that's part of the fun. And I like the really old ones because then it's like they never taste good.
Oh,
but
no.
The really old ones you just get to keep for a long time and kind of work on it
right.
in your mouth.
Okay.
And then eventually it kind of goes to dust. And then you just like spit it out
right.
as dust. You like breathe it out. Like, I like this.
Nice.
That's a good one. Should we ask you one?
Sure.
You have one.
Let me think. Caricatures you get drawn at like the fair and stuff.
I'm gonna say underrated because I think people think they're overrated, you know? Like, I feel like you walk by and you're like, oh, it takes like a certain person to like kind of, you know, go and get their caricature drawn. But
right.
that's kind of like a silly thing. Like, why would you not want just a nutso picture of yourself?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I feel like it helps you accept your flaws because they all, like, if you have a slightly
yeah.
big nose, they make the nose gigantic. Or, like,
it's therapeutic, you know?
Yeah. It's also a way for the artist to kind of, like, throw shade at you, but it's acceptable.
Yeah. I would also yeah. say underrated. I think that's fun. But I definitely throw shade at the people sitting there. Like, who do you think you are? You're, like, but it's not worth it. Like, I don't know why I do that. Maybe it's just because I've never had it done.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
Wow. So, if we got caricatures done of, like, the boys making noise and 88 mm-hmm. miles per hour, and
wow.
then we hung them in the station?
Wow.
I think that's a great idea. Let's make shirts.
Yes. Wow, that would be fun. Are you guys artistic in any way?
Jordan is.
Well, Jordan, guess you're going to make some nice shirts for us.
Cool. I'll go screen print them right after this.
Awesome.
Get on those. Yeah.
Actually, I know someone that has a screen print here. It
really?
Could happen. Yeah.
Krasner has one.
Do they?
I have one at home.
I'm not
home.
Surprised, actually.
You have one at home?
Yeah, I've never used it.
In your home?
Uh-huh.
Whoa.
Now might be the time.
Yeah.
Let's go fly to St. Louis and make shirts.
Yeah. I'm going home.
Well... Does anyone have another song for us?
Oh, we can listen to Pete Rock, Pete Stramanel, Smooth
yeah.
Sailing real quick. Did you already enter that in?
No, it's okay. It's ready though. It's ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Cover? Yeah.
listen to a little Smooth Sailing by Pete Rock, a la Isaac. We had a caller call in and request a song for which is appropriate when driving on 95 from Washington, D.C. to Vermont. We're going to try and fulfill that request somehow, some way. Yeah, I don't know. Anything to add to that?
Well, stay tuned because we're going to do Four Truths and a Lie.
Oh, yeah.
Focusing on Emma, which is going to be very exciting.
That's
we're
a lot of truths.
A lot of stuff.
Good. I at least listened to, I think, Jordan's about the peacocks and the... That was good. I was really hoping the dog one was going to be true.
I know.
It was kind of a bummer.
Jordan has a really good delivery on those things. Like, he's not actually that good at lying, usually, no offense.
I'm awful at lying.
You're very honest, but...
He just put them out there like they were facts. Like, he was just reading off what he was reading off.
It's like, I could see that. There's one more if you want to leave it.
Perfect, we'll leave it.
We can keep
checking. To be honest, I was ruminating on those for about 2 days.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I practiced. I was like, how am I going to deliver this in a convincing way?
And you did. That's awesome. I can't promise I'm going to do the same. But that's okay. You guys don't really know me that well.
You're
so going to
be great. Oh, don't. You're going to be great.
Isaac's lie was like, it was a lie, but it was part truth.
Oh, so like a little spin-off thing.
It was something about your dog. Oh, your dog got hit by a car.
Oh, no, well, I said my cat got hit by a car. I don't even
have a cat.
I don't even have a cat.
But he does have a dog.
He's very sneaky. He's very sneaky.
Right. This is my speed.
Good thing I'm going to work out after this because this is fat.
Oh.
Whoa.
Are we going to go for like a group run after this? A yog?
A group yog?
Yeah, a yog.
We
a
could.
Light jog. It's a jog with a soft J. Yog.
Okay.
Yog.
Mm-hmm. I like that. We should.
Okay.
I'm going to keep playing exercise hip hop.
I like it.
I would not exercise to this.
What do you exercise to?
I don't know. I exercise. I exercise to
this album sometimes, right?
Sometimes this album.
The Sporting Life.
Yeah, makes you feel very athletic. Gorilla Toss. I exercise to punk music a lot, like the Ramones.
Oh, that's good.
Or Joan Jett makes me feel cool.
Gets the heart rate up.
Yeah.
What about you, Jordan? What do you exercise?
I listen to Drake almost exclusively when I exercise.
Excellent.
Yeah.
What about you?
It comes in waves. I had an Animal Collective phase for a while that really got me going. Guilty pleasure, some biggie, not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Not guilty.
Not guilty.
I plead not guilty.
What albums of Animal Collective?
Literally, like, all of them.
All of them?
Yeah. One time my friend made me a playlist. It was, like, what, 200? They have so many songs.
Yeah.
So, it was just all... Strawberry Jam was up there for a while. Mm. I got some good stuff.
That's some pretty out there stuff to exercise to. I like that.
Yeah. Some of it was a little wacky. Some I had to, you know, you had to pick and choose a little bit. But
yeah.
It was an effort to further my Animal Collective knowledge,
which is something worth a shot for anyone.
It was definitely, because they got a lot of songs out there.
That's the best part in this song, the strings,
triple double no assists.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's probably a basketball thing. We need to pump up our basketball again.
We do.
We're trying to hoop.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
We bought a basketball, but we don't have a needle or a pump. We have a needle.
We have a needle.
Pump. You don't have...
But we're going to use the bike pumps.
That's a good call.
Yeah. If you ever got an urge to hoop.
Wow. I could ball. Mm-hmm. I could do that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's a the school in a what's is that? Where is that?
By Teal.
Yeah, the school by Teal Square has lights at night, so you can go out there.
That's a good time.
Yeah,
that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
I used to hoop in my days. I have some really nice white kicks at home, just sitting there waiting for a rainy day. My mom's always like, "Are you gonna throw these out yet?" I'm like, "You just wait. Just they will get used again." You wait.
Alright, you can put on other music or do whatever you'd like now.
Should we?
The last of my instrumental hip hop.
Should we play the song Interstate for the person who requested?
Yes.
That's a great idea.
Sure. I will pass you this back.
Pass me dogs.
Pass you dogs.
Sorry, you got 30 seconds. This is Sporting Life with Triple Double, No Assists. Off of 55 fives.
Beep beep.
See you.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good
Hello.
Morning. Yeah, so do you guys want to tell the wonderful listeners what we've been listening to?
Yes. Should we start with me?
Yeah.
Yeah, where do we leave off?
I think we left off when we switched over to Jordan.
Okay. So you heard Interstate by Big Thief. Shout out to the person who called and requested a song for them driving up the interstate.
There you go.
And then after that, it was number 23 by Ian Sweet.
Cool. That was good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're gonna have a fun time now. So on our shore. Oh my
god. You're doing great.
I need more coffee. On our shore, we usually do two truths and a lie, but we've been adding truths every time because we just want to get more and more honest. And so we're carrying that over. And so now Emma's going to do four truths and a lie.
Okay.
So take it away whenever you're ready. We really appreciate your effort.
I'm trying. This took a lot of digging deep. Okay. So first, my first ever concert was Kelly Clarkson.
Mm-hmm.
Second, I actually own a parrot and we sing together. Third, I've seen Radiohead with my dad 3 times. Fourth, I really love cows, and I went to a cow sanctuary, and like there's these baby cows, and we just like cuddled, and one like just like was all over me, and I hugged it, and it was really nice. Fifth, I can lick my elbow.
Ooh.
So ponder those for a bit.
Yeah.
I'm stumped. I'm gonna have to think about this.
Four truths and a lie.
Okay.
Wow.
Should we do it now, or do you want to give the listeners a chance to think about it?
I think we should play a few songs, let them really brew with it.
Let it
percolate. Cool. Those were good.
Thank you. Those were good.
I tried.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Do you want to play music?
Sure. I'll play a song.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, all the aux chords. What do we want to listen to? Here's a cool song.
Beats.
That was good.
That was really good.
Beautiful.
Thanks for that foundation, Jordan.
No problem.
I was like, where are we going to build this beautiful musical house? And you're like, right here.
On this, note.
On this note, right here. All right, as per Isaac's request, we do, in fact, have to do a PSA. We were having so much fun. I almost forgot.
We can make this fun, too.
This is gonna make this fun.
All right, how do you want to
We could all read it in unison.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We could do that.
Can
yeah,
you hold it up for us?
Yeah, okay, hold on. Which one do we want to do?
Can we do the autumn exercise one?
That one's... Oh, there's an autumn exercise. Oh, yes. Is this the, like, get out and do your...
Or we could do the don't drink and drive. That one's short.
Also, do
if I can find the autumn one.
No, okay. It's sad.
I like the autumn one because it makes me happy.
Yeah.
Okay.
We want to make you happy.
Someone's hiding it from
oh,
us.
Oh, ladder safety is hilarious,
too. Oh, should we do this one, then? Okay, we
it's
can do
this. Let's do ladder
we'll do
safety.
Ladder safety.
We have to do another one anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Can everyone see?
That's perfect. Thank you.
Okay.
Strong arms.
Yeah. It's going to start going like this. Okay.
One, two, three, go.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. It's /.
A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Cool.
That was good.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, this poor lady fell out of her binder. I'm so sorry. If she had a name, what do you think her name would be?
Sally.
Lars.
I was going to go with Barbara. That's pretty good. Lars.
What? Have you met someone named Lars before?
No. But I've also never met her, so okay. She could be it.
She could be it.
Lars.
Our listeners have no idea what
yeah, no.
Lars Ulrich is the drummer of Metallica. I've also never met him.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Hello.
Oh, wow. Should we play a song while I talk to them? Or should I just talk to them? I'll just talk to them. Yes.
Yeah, on air. Just put them straight on air. Go for it.
I've never done this before.
I'm scared. They better watch their mouth.
Hello. Hi. Who is this?
I think that it's not on air.
Oh, my gosh. Is it Maggie?
So we're going to keep talking.
Maggie, do you want to go on the air?
And it's Maggie.
It's Maggie.
Okay, hold on.
Maggie wants to go on the air.
What up, Maggie?
Maggie,
talk to us.
Hi.
Can you hear her?
Yeah.
Maggie, you're on the air.
Hello, people of Tufts University.
and the greater Boston area.
And the greater
Boston area. Wow, this is much better than Bucknell Radio, where we get like 2 people and then a bunch of prisoners.
Prisoners listen to your radio?
Yeah, at the Lewisburg awesome. Federal Penitentiary.
Wow.
Loves Bucknell Radio.
That's neat.
We also get a pretty good amount.